All right.
That's a surprise. All right. To
no, it's not that big a surprise. Nope.
The banana.
Oh, speaking of the dumbest show, it seems to be his cue. He has no legs. Weird bird. We're like, what's that weird bird? And at that moment, the bird looked towards us and flew to the window, came onto the balcony and followed us inside, and then we had to chase him out.
This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Eric Morton of WDWNT.com, filling in for Tom Corliss while he's in California. And here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for May 2nd, 2022. Souq Al-Maghrib has reopened at Epcot after an unexplained extended closure. The shop went through a strange series of closures after Disney took control of the Morocco Pavilion in 2020. It originally reopened with Aladdin merchandise in December of 2020, then closed for another refurbishment in October of 2021. It was then slated to reopen this February, but was ultimately delayed. It is once again carrying Aladdin merchandise. It also has some generic Moroccan-esque clothing and accessories, including bags, hats, and jewelry. The only noticeable change was the relocation of the cash register. Moroccan-style tiles decorate the walls and shop and the checkout counter. We have an article on our website with a link to the video. Each month, Gideon's Bakehouse in Disney Springs has a different limited edition cookie. For May, guests can pick up the amazing peanut butter chocolate swirl cookie. We first reviewed this cookie when it was available during the grand opening of Gideon's Bakehouse a couple years ago, and it returned last March. We're very happy to see it back again. Alongside the scrumptious sweet is the new peanut butter and jelly cake. This month's menu features the daring Demonicos, quote, soaring through the air at a dizzying height. The daring Demonicos will astound you with their death-defying acts of flight. Identical twins that never agree. One loves nuts, the other is chocolatey. Sounds like the Twix guys, right? That started their own factories. Peanut butter dough, triple chocolate dough, chocolate chips, peanut butter chips, house-made candied peanuts. True to its name, this is a layered mashup of Gideon's chocolate chip and peanut butter cookies. We also tried the peanut butter and jelly cake slice, which is vanilla cake with layers of peanut butter, buttercream, and a grape jelly. For halfway to Halloween, Gideon's Bakehouse debuted trading cards featuring some of the characters they've introduced. We got Barnabas Mephistopholittle, the halfway to Halloween ambassador. Check out our site for reviews on these delicious treats and probably more names I cannot pronounce. If you're looking to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Disneyland Paris, but don't want to fly all the way to France, well, head on over to the France Pavilion in Epcot, where a bunch of 30th anniversary merchandise has landed, including now the 30th anniversary ear headband, which has joined the collection. We found these sparkling ears in Plume et Palette. The ears are covered in gold sequins, while the headband is black velour. The bow is black with silver and gold starburst, and in the center is a metal Sleeping Beauty castle, of course, with Tinkerbell in the middle. Aren't you glad I didn't have to try to say Le Château de la Belle au Bois Dormant? Disneyland Paris is embroidered on one side. The tag features the 30th anniversary logo. The ears cost $29.99. While we were in Plume et Palette, we also found a new ball cap and a Dooney and Burke crossbody bag celebrating the 30th anniversary of Disneyland Paris. The hat is black with a glittery gold brim. A gold Sleeping Beauty castle takes center stage with Tinkerbell's silhouette overlaid on top of it. Gold and white starbursts are dotted across the cap. The adjustable strap is glittery gold. And there's a hole for an updo to poke through. Under the brim, it reads Disneyland Paris 30 Years of Magic. The hat costs $34.99. The Dooney and Burke crossbody bag is black with a castle in gold and a turret and Tinkerbell's silhouette in white. The same Disneyland Paris 30 Years of Magic logo is patterned on the bag. The trim and crossbody strap are tan and the lining is solid black. The bag, $228. Now, speaking of France, the newest Dooney and Burke collection featuring Ratatouille has now arrived in Walt Disney World. The three bags in the collection can be found at Uptown Jewelers in Magic Kingdom. We had previously seen the bags on preview at Ever After Jewelry Company and the dress shop at Marketplace Co-op in Disney Springs. The collection features a crossbody, a tote, and a domed handbag. They are all a deep wine color with the same pattern. The bags feature Chef Remy, Emile, the Eiffel Tower made of cheese, and various cheeses and croissants and breads. The crossbody has a small zip pocket on the outside and features a strap that is detachable and adjustable. The bottom is flat with rounded legs so it can sit flat. It costs $228. The handbag also features zippered pockets and has brown leather handles and a brown stripe along the bottom. The bottom is also flat. It sells for $298. Finally, the tote bag has large over-the-shoulder handles with zippered pockets as well as open pockets on the inside. It costs $268. News Today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to Walt Disney World Resorts. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. No two vehicle designs are the same. Round trip is $34 for adults and just $25 for children. Two and under, ride for free. To reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. It's unofficial, folks. Magic Band Plus has made its debut at Walt Disney World, at least briefly. We found the brand new bands Sunday at World of Disney and Disney Springs. Please note, it seems these have been released early. They were then removed from the shelves. Neither guest relations nor Disney IT knew how to link them to My Disney Experience. There's a QR code in there that goes to Stitch 8 the page instead of the instructions for setting these up. They advised us to hold on to the bands until the system is ready. We're told that should be in a few weeks. We found these. We found three colors on Sunday: blue, red, and black. Instructions on the back, including how to recharge your band, are also there. Unlike the regular Magic Bands, Magic Band Plus must be charged for use. It comes with a charger and USB cord, which appears to be USB Type A. To charge the Magic Band Plus, snap the band into the charger with the Mickey icon in the center. The band comes charged at the time of purchase, or at least some of them did. One of our bands came fully charged, while the other was only partially charged. And its icon lit up yellow to tell you, you know, hey, I'm partially charged. The other one was green. On the back, you can see where the charger will match up with the band. The Mickey icon can be removed with a small screwdriver. A green light pulsed while it was plugged in. Like the older models, part of the strap can be removed to adjust for size. From our experience, small children will likely need to remove the extra band piece. The Magic Band Plus will have special abilities around the parks, such as interacting with the Fab 50 statues, bounty hunting at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, and haptic interactions with shows. We don't know when those features will go live. As of Sunday, they were not. But stay tuned to WWNT as we take our new Magic Band Plus around the parks and test it out once it's able to be linked to the My Disney Experience app. We have a pretty interesting video here on our YouTube channel that goes a little more in depth, and you can see them light up and things like that. Go ahead and check those out. Two new suitcases featuring Mickey Mouse are now available at Walt Disney World. We found the set at World of Disney and Disney Springs. There's a small suitcase and a larger one. Both suitcases are white and light gray with a triangle pattern. Among the triangles are images of Mickey's face, a colorful Cinderella castle, Mickey ear hats, and fireworks. Both suitcases have a push-button handle. The small suitcase has a handle on the side, a small pocket on the front, and a zip-up mesh pocket inside. There are also buckles for keeping items in place. The large suitcase is almost the same design as the small one, but it is, wait for it, bigger. The small suitcase is $159.99, and the large suitcase is $199. Canada Far and Wide in Circle Vision 360 will be closed from June 27th onward, likely for the 2022 Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. The theater is usually used for the Appleseed Orchard Marketplace. The Epcot International Food and Wine Festival begins on July 14th and will run through November 19th, 2022. So maybe look for Canada Far and Wide to reopen sometime after the festival concludes. Construction is ongoing in Tomorrowland at the Magic Kingdom as they prepare for Tron Light Cycle Run. Recently, we noticed some changes on the Tomorrowland Light and Power Company shop at the exit of Space Mountain. One of the decorative towers has been removed. Three towers still remain, as does the insulation covering one of the doors. The base of the tower remains in place, and the four edges of the removed tower seem to be covered with red tape or plastic. The store remains open at this time, is minimally impacted by the construction. From Kim Possible to Agent Peas and now DuckTales, the World Showcase adventure lives on. Despite Disney's silence on the new theme for the interactive attraction, we now have some indications it's still coming to Epcot. While it isn't currently operating, the World Showcase adventure has existed in some form for most of the last 15 years. Most recently, the attraction was themed around Phineas and Ferb's pet platypus, yes, Patty the Platypus, the secret spy, also known as Agent P. Prior to Agent P, guests helped Kim Possible battle various bad guys around the World Showcase. The DuckTales version was announced in 2019, and Agent P's was then dismantled in February of 2020. After the DuckTales reboot was canceled in 2020, Disney confirmed the attraction was moving forward as planned. However, Disney's not really spoken about its fate since December of 2020. The interactive scavenger hunt will invite guests to use the Play Disney Parks app to help Scrooge and his family discover exotic destinations, exciting mysteries, and maybe even a few thieves, villains, and supernatural guardians of ancient artifacts. A new Star Wars Galaxy's Edge-themed virtual reality experience is coming to Disney Springs in the former home of the NBA experience. We recently learned more details on the experience, including the limited time dates. MetaQuest, ILM X Lab, Lucasfilm's award-winning immersive entertainment studio and Disney Parks, are excited to continue their collaboration by bringing the MetaQuest 2 preview of Star Wars Tales from the Galaxy's Edge to Disney Springs West Side from May 2nd through July 21st. The hands-on preview will showcase a short version of their virtual reality experience with Star Wars Tales from Galaxy's Edge, which expands the world of Batuu like never before. Once inside the Quest 2 headset, you'll be immersed within sweeping 360-degree views of the Star Wars galaxy. The adventure takes place on the outskirts of Black Spire Outpost on the planet of Batuu, which you may be familiar with from Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, the immersive epic lands at Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World Resort here in Florida. The story features both new and iconic characters from the Star Wars galaxy. Gameplay was designed for a variety of players, from Star Wars fans to VR games at home on Quest 2. In part one of the action-adventure experience, you take on the role of a droid repair technician operating near the Outer Rim. When a group of pirates attack and you crash on Batuu, you'll discover that anyone in the galaxy can become a hero. Then you continue your epic journey with Star Wars Tales from Galaxy's Edge Last Call, the recently released expansion. This new add-on gives you the opportunity to expand your virtual reality adventures on the Outer Rim and experience more areas in the Star Wars galaxy. Fans who complete the experience will also receive giveaways and, of course, have the ability to purchase the MetaQuest 2 on site. Those who attend on May 4th can receive an exclusive poster featuring the Guavian Death Gang cell operating on Batuu and their merciless leader, Terra Ration. For a limited time, this complimentary preview experience will be offered daily from noon to 10 p.m. at Disney Springs West Side, there in the old NBA Experience building. Reservations may be available. A MetaQuest staff member will assist you on site with reserving time to come back to participate or direct you inside the building based on availability. Check out our site for more information on this experience. Jeff Morrell is exiting the Walt Disney Company less than 4 months after taking over as chief communications officer, according to a report from Variety. Morrell took the role on January 24th, 2022. According to Disney, Morrell is, quote, leaving the company to pursue other opportunities. There have been several public relations issues in the past few months, mainly regarding Disney CEO Bob Chapek's delayed response to, the controversial bill here in Florida. Morrell is also infamous for accidentally leaking the opening date for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. Christina Shayk will take over as Executive VP of Global Communications, while General Counsel Horacio Gutierrez will take over Government Relations and Global Public Policy. Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote the original songs of Encanto, says Imagineers are developing an attraction based on the wildly successful film. Miranda told Insider on the red carpet on the Hispanic Federation's annual gala that he wants to see a ride before a sequel or show. He doesn't know any details about the potential ride, but said the Imagineers are on it. I don't know what they do or where they live, and why would he? He said, but I know they're on it. Back in February, Miranda said he had pitched the idea of an Encanto ride to Disney CEO Bob Chapek. At this time, no Encanto attraction has been announced, though it is rumored that it will be taking over the former Tarzan's Treehouse at Disneyland. A Disney World housekeeper, who was at least the third employee to be arrested in an ongoing sting at Disney's Port Orleans Resort Riverside, admitted to a string of thefts across several hotels, court documents show. Julian Bracero Jimenez, 21, of Davenport, was arrested March 30th and charged with employee theft, which is a third-degree felony, according to the Orange Circuit court records. He pled not guilty earlier this month. An Orange County Sheriff's detective was conducting video surveillance on an empty hotel room that was set up with Disney's cash as a decoy room. The detective watched Jimenez enter and look around the room. His arrest affidavit said, anyway, Jimenez took money out of a backpack that had been left in the room. He stuffed the cash in his pants pocket and left the room when a detective intercepted him. Quote, I approached the suspect, placing my hand on his shoulder, and told him I was a detective to put his hands behind his back, the law enforcement official wrote in a report. The suspect stated that he knew why he was there, and he said it was about the money. Jimenez was handcuffed and read his Miranda rights, but he kept on talking. He admitted to taking $300 in the decoy room and confessed other thefts, the report said. I asked Julian if he had taken money from any other rooms. He stated that he has taken money from other rooms on a few occasions. He stated that he has never taken more than $200 at a time. He stated that he had taken money from rooms located at Port Orleans, Animal Kingdom Lodge, and Caribbean Beach Resorts. The detective wrote in the arrest report, he also stated that he has taken small items from rooms like keychains and other small items that guests have left in the rooms. Jimenez's attorney did not immediately respond to request for comment. For the Orange County Sheriff's Office, it was a busy March at the hotel. Jimenez is at least the third Disney housekeeper to be arrested at Disney's Port Orleans Resort Riverside. On March 9th, in the same hotel, in a different decoy hotel room, the sheriff's office was conducting video surveillance in a similar sting that led to two other housekeepers' arrests. In addition, a teenager who was wanted back in South Carolina for double homicide charges was also arrested at Disney's Port Orleans Resort Riverside on March 11th. For the absolute latest in Disney Parks news, head on over to WWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is that their services are free. Visit www.nt.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WW News Today on YouTube for more great content, click the bell for notifications, and hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of News Today with WW News Today. You can also support the entire team behind this show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Eric Morton saying enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Disney Entertainment News Today from WDW News Today. I'm Rob Whiteside from WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney entertainment stories.
For the latest in Disney Entertainment news, watch Disney Entertainment News Today, hosted by Rob Whiteside. From movies and series news to stage shows, books, video games, and more, new episodes drop every Tuesday on Unplanned Downtime.